تلطف يا ريح بالمدينة.
El Corán ha dejado muchos retos. El mayor de ellos es el de leerlo.
The Quran, in its very first two pages, it is challenging the reader to find any discrepancies.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ
And in Surah Al-Isra, chapter called the Isra, verse 88, the Quran is challenging the Arabs, the masters of the Arabic language, the masters of poetry, to bring a Quran like it. But they couldn't. And then they were challenged again, and they were given a discount. When they couldn't bring a Quran like it, the Quran told them in the chapter Hud,
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Bring 10 chapters only. And still they couldn't. So they were given a further discount. In Surah Al-Baqarah, bring one chapter if you can, and the Quran says, and you will not be able to do so. Let me tell you that we have some chapters in the Quran that are extremely short. One chapter called Al-Kawthar is only 10 words. So the Quran is challenging them to come up with 10 words like this, with this beautiful style, with this amazing style, and they couldn't.
نبينا الذي تعثرت بحبه الأرض نبينا حبيبنا الذي تدفق